The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
G'day everyone, welcome back to another installment of the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is, of course, a hoop-ball.com presentation. If you'd like to go and follow us on Apple iTunes, that would be much appreciated. If you could go and give us a rate and review as well, of course. I don't ask for much, but if you're able to do that, spend a couple of seconds going and shooting us a review and a rating, hopefully a good one. If not, well, don't worry about it. If you want to follow us on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, and at HoopBallPels is the show, HoopBallPels. And, we're getting heaps of support at the moment, guys, and I really appreciate, all of the listeners getting in. It's been, like I said in the last couple of episodes, we had the biggest month that we've ever had last month, and it's trending that way again this month. And it says a lot when people are listening in. You know, it means a lot, and we appreciate all the support, particularly while the Pelicans are 1-8. Spoiler alert. Sorry, I probably left that a little bit late, but this is just a post-game recap of the Kings and Pelicans game. Watched it on delay. That's why you got your post-game a little bit later on. We're going to break that all down today and probably forecast a bit what's going to happen in the next few games as well, because where is the silver lining, I guess? Where's the light at the end of the tunnel? I don't know. I think it starts with injuries. But we're going to break all that down. Of course, before we get into that, special thanks to Manscaped.com, good friends of the show and of HoopBall. Use the code HoopBall2020, HoopBall20 is the full code at checkout. That'll give you 20% off and free shipping. Tell them HoopBall sent you. And MyBookie.ag, if you want to go and do your punting, go and do it over there. They've got everything going on over there. And if you want to use the code HoopBall when you sign up, you'll get a deposit match on your first deposit. 100%. So put $25 in, get $25 in addition. You got $50 to gamble with. Not bad. Not bad at all. I've also got their free bets over there, their special bets that can win you free money. There are extra odds on them, and they're usually pretty easy to win. So go and check them out, mybookie.ag. If you can go and have a gamble, well, go and do that. But of course, gamble responsibly. Don't chase your losses or any of that carry on. There's no point doing that, as I managed to do on the Melbourne Cup day. So anyway, regardless of that and my inability to bet on horses, the Pelicans played. They took on the Sacramento Kings, second night of a back-to-back. Their road trip continues, and I think you could see it in the tired legs. The starting lineup, we lost Herb, unfortunately, as we talked about on the last episode. He was out with concussion. He's in the concussion protocols at the moment. He can't play for 24 hours since the time of the injury. That happened with in the second quarter where he copped an inverted elbow from Jonas Valanciunas, a running back in transition. A little elbow flew out and copped him and, knocked him out, unfortunately. So hopefully Herb comes back. He came out of the starting lineup and in came Garrett Temple, who's coming off his best game as a Pelican, which, he's been a bit of a whipping boy in the beginning and he just started coming good, hurt his ankle, came back last game and played really well. And got the call up into the starting lineup and played well again tonight. It was very impressive, his efforts tonight. And, enjoyed having him in there, which, you know, as much as he was criticised throughout the journey about, in the early sort of part of the season, that, oh, is he Eric Bledsoe 2.0 and is he going to have this and that? There's a significant difference to Garrett Temple and to Eric Bledsoe. The big difference was Garrett Temple wanted to be here. He cared about the team. He's invested in the team. And, he wanted to play hard. And he does every single night, 34 minutes tonight. And, he was really good again. And unfortunately, the Pelicans fell to the Sacramento Kings at Sacramento, 112-99. Offense down the stretch was non-existent, basically. We managed to turn the ball over a whole heap in the last quarter, 3-3 possessions, and that pretty much blew the game over after entering into the fourth quarter just down by 5 and ended up getting smashed in that quarter. We only hit 4 shots in the fourth quarter of the game. And they went on a 14-0 run and completely rinsed us to the end after quite a good hard-fought game where Pelicans were in it basically the whole game. Again, no Brandon Ingram. We had no Herb and obviously Zion remains out. But, gosh, it was another tough one on the road. Second night of a back-to-back. Didn't get into the hotel until 1:30 in the morning. You must just be shattered. Then they play another late game. Sacramento were coming off a back-to-back as well, where they only played 8 players. So, you know, those guys were also tired. So there's no real excuse besides the travel getting in a bit later. But, you know, we dropped off at the end. Some costly turnovers that just, I mean, for comparison. So overall, let's break this down. What went wrong? Turnovers were an issue. We know there have been an issue all year. We ended up having 16 turnovers, but we only had 6 in the first half. And in the first half, we were playing really well. We really were. Again, it was another game where the first half was really good. Defensively, we were fantastic. We were switching on everything. People were playing hard. They were defensively locked in. Only 6 turnovers, and we were running them ragged. We really were, and it was fantastic. The Pels were playing great. And particularly when you don't have that go-to scorer like a Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas has absolutely been taking over that role, as well as Devontae Graham, who's fantastic in this as well. And then we just sort of just let the rope go, and we were turning the ball over left, right, and center. A lot of live ball turnovers. They end up getting 16 points off turnovers. You can't have that. You really can't. They were scoring off every single turnover. They had 8 turnovers and we got 12 off them. And a lot of that would have happened in the first half. They took care of the ball. You know, that's an extra 8 possessions they had that we didn't, where they took care of the ball. You know, in the first time we played the Sacramento Kings, it was the issue of the offensive rebounds. And we stopped it. We really did. We did well in this game. Shot the free throws well. We had 15 attempts to their 22, and there was a whole issue with the refs that we might get into a little bit later on, that they just put the whistle away for us. But anyway, we hit 12 of 34 from 3, which is 35%, which you're pretty happy with. A lot of them came early as well, and then they dried up. And I suppose it's a tale of two halves. The first half, we moved the ball. Left, right, in and out, test the defense, get the switches, get the mismatches. Score the ball. Drive and kick, and open shots. Catch and shoot. Bang. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4 passes. We start getting challenged, and we start turning the ball over, and people get scared to pass the ball. And what happened is it's stuck. And all of a sudden, that makes it so much easier for the defense. They sit there and they're like, all right, we'll just go one-on-one with this guy. And then we'll just flash high, double team, and that'll make them throw the ball into the lane where we can just pick it off. And they did it time and time and time again. And then De'Aaron Fox, who'd done nothing the whole game, gets into his mid-range spot 3, 4, 5 times because no one wants to switch. No one wants to be accountable. And as soon as that accountability goes and people start second-guessing, it's over. It's game over. You know, they shot 52% from the field for the whole game, 42 of 80. We shot 37 of 86, 43%. And there was some quarters where we were just atrocious. Yeah, it was. It was a tough, tough loss. And another one that you feel that if you had a closer, you could win this. And that's what frustrates me, is that if you had a full side, even if you just had Brandon Ingram, not even Zion, you just had someone that was happy to go down the stretch, go one-on-one, a bit of isolation even. I know I just said that we need to pass the ball more, or someone that you can just rely on getting a bucket. A closer. We just don't have one. And Devontae Graham is trying. He's trying, but they know that he's the only one that's willing to take those big shots. So they just double-team him, force the ball out of his hands, and just completely smother him. Ball denial. And you saw that down the stretch. He was unable to get those big shots off. Same as Jonas Valanciunas, you know, they started working out that if they just double-teamed him, he can't go and score against him. Yeah, it's frustrating. It was really frustrating. But what can you do? What can you do?
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, we go over to the box score. The starters, Garrett Temple, Nikhil, Josh Hart, Devontae Graham, and Jonas Valanciunas. Garrett Temple was good, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, including a massive block on Alex Len. Was it Alex Len? One of them. One of the big fellas. Might have been Tristan Thompson, because Rashawn Holmes got himself ejected after getting 4 fouls early and giving the umpire a spray. He just said what everyone was thinking. But anyway, I digress. Garrett Temple was really good. They say he's a -4 on the night, but you know, that's actually the best. So the best besides Jonas Valanciunas, he was the second best player to play any substantial minutes, and he was a -4. So if that doesn't tell you anything, well, you know, that's the story of the game. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he bounced back a bit, 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. 7 of 16 shooting, and 1 of 6 from 3. So the three-pointers are still not falling. But again, the big issue with Nikhil is that he settles for jumpers. As soon as he gets challenged, he likes to dribble, over-dribble, and then shoot a contested shot. He played really well in the first half and for a lot of the second half, where he was driving to the bucket. He can score on either side of his body, left-handed, right-handed. You can't force him either which way because he'll score it. And he chopped. He absolutely chopped. And as soon as he started doing that, he saw the ball go in a few times, he started making outside shots. A couple of little fadeaways, hit that three-pointer, because his confidence was up. He watched the ball go in. He knew that he could do it. bailing people out with long contested twos and threes is not the way to get your eye in, because all you see is the ball bounce off the back of the ring and they run straight past you and dunk it at the other end, because long shots equals long rebounds. And when you contest it, that means there's two blokes in front of you. They'll turn around, take their rebound and run straight past you. So Nikhil, for three quarters, was really good and then sort of lost it a bit in the last quarter where everyone did. So you can't really blame him. Josh Hart was good. 31 minutes, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 of 11 shooting, and he pushes the ball. I don't mind the tempo he plays with, and he would have had a whole heap more points if they had a blow on the whistle every time he got thrown to the ground going for a layup. But we will see what happens there as to whether or not that'll be looked at in terms of just the disparity in the umpiring. It was pretty bad. Devontae Graham was good, 16 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, 5 of 10 shooting, 4 of 8 from 3, and he didn't do much wrong, and you can't really criticize him. He just did what he's been doing and hit the shots when he could. Jonas Valanciunas, a little bit quieter. He only played 29 minutes in this one because we got a good run from Billy Hernangómez, who we haven't seen much of this year. 14-11 from JV, 2 assists, 5 of 13 shooting, and he battled. They put Alex Len on him. They put Tristan Thompson. They put Rashawn Holmes, and he just had to battle against him. And they kept throwing a second person because they knew he was the only guaranteed bucket. And that's what makes it tricky now when you've only got that one dimension in the scoring. I mean, Jonas Valanciunas can do it all. He shoots threes, he's mid-range. And yeah, one dimension, I mean, you've got one serious threat to score every single time. You know that more likely than not, he's going to score the ball when he gets the ball in the post because he's so good. You know, but it makes it predictable when you throw it in the post. They're like, well, he's going to score it. And you're like, oh, gosh. Yeah, he got a bit of a rest in this one, which is good because he's been playing big minutes. Najee Marshall off the bench, 20 minutes, 19 and 50. Had 5 points, 5 rebounds. Didn't do much else. He hit a 3, which was nice to see. He needs to keep doing that. Kyra Lewis Jr. had a fantastic game. Really, really good stuff from him in this. Change of pace. You can see it starting to slow down. His giant killer floater is coming along. I love it. 14 points, he had 2 rebounds. Didn't have any assists, but you know, that's because people were missing his shots. Hit a couple of threes himself. Only 3 turnovers, a couple towards the end of the game. But by then, everyone was mucking around with it anyway. But I was very impressed with how he went. Trey Murphy, 13 minutes, 0 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 0 of 2 shooting. He has just lost his confidence completely. And I don't understand where it's gone, because we want him to score the ball. The bloke has all the tools to be a fantastic player, and he's almost skittish to shoot the ball. Mate, shoot it. Shoot the ball. That's all we want you to do. If you get yourself in a good position, you're 6'10", and you look like you're about 7'1", you put your arms up, no one's going to get anywhere near it. Shoot the ball. Don't worry about it. If you miss, Jonas Valanciunas will clean it up. But shoot the ball, because if you're not going to be a threat to shoot, you can't play. Because we need you. We even more so now without Zion. Because we need you to stretch the floor. And if you're not going to take that shot, people won't guard you. They will not pay you the respect if they know you're not going to shoot it. So I'm so far in Trey's corner. I want him to succeed. We've seen him succeed. He's just got to back himself in. Nikhil's the same. Satoransky played 12 minutes, and he was all right. He wasn't bad. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He was serviceable. 5 points and 2 assists. He attacked, and he was owed a few free throws, and they just did not give them to him. Big Billy come off the bench. He had 10 minutes, 8 points and 2 rebounds, 1 assist. He was solid. You know exactly what you're going to get from Billy. The ball is going to hit him in the shooter's pocket or in the dunker spot, pardon me, and he's going to make it. That's just what he does. Just little tip-ins. He'll grab a few rebounds, and he'll be serviceable. And he was good defensively. They kept calling fouls on him, and a lot of them were just crap. Umpiring was atrocious. I'll tell you what. It was no good. And you can't really win when there's 3 extra people in grey on the other side. But anyway, I won't criticise them too much because they know that they were shit. Jackson Hayes only played 4 minutes, and he was bad. There's not much else to say. He was unplayable at the time. He did nothing, and he got towed up by Alex Len. So they couldn't play him. He was too small and just showed nothing in terms of switching. So they made the adjustment. So Jackson's got a bit to work on, but that's okay. He will continue to do so. So key takeaways from this. Number one, playing with pace is good if you can do it for four quarters. I love to see them push it. Push the ball. Because as soon as they get tired in that fourth quarter, that stops and we play one-on-one. Or one-on-five even. Because the other, no one touches the ball. It's one person brings it across. It takes them 7 of the 8 seconds you're allowed. They then muck around with it at the top. JV will come up, do a screen. They'll run around. The guard will. They'll continue to dribble. They'll drive in. Then they'll pull it back out because they realize that was a bad idea. They'll look around and, all right, better shoot it now. All right, rebound. I know because it was a long shot. It's a long rebound. And the other team's up off the other side. If you want to run, we need to be fit enough to do it. You also need to be aware that pace is different to rushing. Getting the ball inbounds and across the timeline to give yourself as much time to get into your half-court set is just as important as running in transition. Give yourselves as much time as possible. Because if for some unknown reason you take an early shot and you take it at 18 or you get a good shot and you take it 18 seconds in the shot clock and you miss, you get a rebound. There's more opportunity to score. There's more time on the clock. The longer you take, the less time there is, especially when you manage to get yourself in a hole like the Pelicans tend to. They just need to control the pace and sustain the intensity for four quarters. Number two, I mean, it's turnovers. I don't even have to go into this much. You turn the ball over, you lose the game. That's the long and the short of it. Because you get less offensive possessions than them. You swing the momentum, you let their crowd into it, and you lose a game. That's what happened. Three turnovers in three possessions, and it was over. That's literally what happened. So that's all I'll say on that. Turnovers are the worst. And finally, we are desperate for that third scorer. You know, B.I.'s got to come back. Zion's got to get himself right. Once this offense is as equally as good as this defense, we'll be all right. I can guarantee it. The problem is it's going to take too long and we're not going to have enough time to drag ourselves back into it. We're not going to win 15 straight. It's not going to happen. Or 20 straight to get ourselves into the playoffs. I mean, I want to eat my hat. I want that. But we're dropping too many games that are the close ones. You know, coming up, for example, you get a day off and then we head to Golden State. We take them on. Get another national game. We get a night off. Do we? We get two nights off. Yeah, we get two nights off, which you wouldn't read about it. Lucky us. And then we play Mavericks. And then we get a night off. And then we play Thunder. So, you know, you got to win that one. They're 1-6. And then you play Brooklyn. So of these next few games, there's one that you're expected to win, that you must win. And all the rest you've got to try to steal. You've got to steal one from Dallas. You've got to try to beat this Golden State Warriors. But, you know, Steph Curry is going to torture. And if we give him the looks that we were giving De'Aaron Fox, or Buddy Hield, or Harrison Barnes, like, who are these people are not all-stars. You know, they might be playing like it when they play the Pels, but they're not all-stars. Very good players, and perhaps Harrison Barnes will be an all-star this year, but he hasn't been before. So you've got to take these ones, and especially when you've got them close, you've got to be able to finish, and that's the only way that we'll get any chance of making it towards a playoff spot or even a play-in. Like, I mean, there's no chance of making playoffs out right now, I don't think. And, you know, that's 9 games in. You're only 10% into the season. You're already going, probably in some trouble. So we need them to hurry back. Zion's probably another month, to be honest. You know, we'll probably see him around Christmas. And hopefully it's start of December, but we'll see what happens. And B.I., he just needs to get back. He needs to get that hip right. and then get back and play some good basketball. We'll see what happens. All right. So I'm going to leave it at that. As always, the Pelicans have lost, so hopefully they'll come back. Stay positive. Hopefully it'll come together. There's things to come. There is. We're going to see some good basketball at some point. I'm sure of it. I can feel it. But I'll leave you with that. Look after yourselves. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Hoopball Pelicans podcast. Hoop-ball.com presentation. Stay safe. I will speak to you very, very soon. Keep an eye out for everything else I'll be popping up on in recent times or coming up soon. And I'll speak to you next time. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.